Muscle Hill is probably one of the best trotters that I've seen in the last 20, 25 years.
Do you think this is a horse that can break 150 on two turns?
Absolutely. It's the Hamiltonian. A lot of people are going to be leaving out of there. So, Jody's going to have to get lucky.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Norm Borg with you. That's the voice of Ken Workington as we tee up this weekend's Hamiltonian. We'll be talking with Ken right after this on Trot Radio.
August 20th through 23rd, Sarnia will come alive with the first ever edition of Adrenaline, an event that will combine world-class horse racing and entertainment. Sunday is Family Day, and Adrenaline has an amazing show with the famous McCann Dog Show. Enjoy a pizza lunch with the racing mascot Willie Wynn and friends, the Giddy Up and Gallop Walk and Fun Run, and an educational trip through the world of horses with Equimania. Adrenaline, so much more than racing. Purchase a Family Pass online by July 1st for only $24. Go to AdrenalineFest.ca.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. It is the granddaddy of all harness races, the Hambo, the Hamiltonian, and the man who is at the microphone to call the big one, Ken Workington. Welcome to Trot Radio.
It's great to be with you, Norm. And right off the top, Norm, I want to let you know and the listeners know that I have called 10 Hamiltonians, but I will not be calling the race this year.
Why not?
Well, I'm going to be on NBC as the reporter, in the reporter role, so I'm very excited about that. I have done that in the past. So Sam McKee is going to get a big shot at calling his first Hamiltonian, and Sam's a great guy, and I'm very happy and excited for him.
Terrific. Well, let's try and break down this year's edition of the Hamiltonian, and frankly, it's almost the same script as the previous two. You had Tonado, you had Dewey, and now you've got Muscle Hill, who's only rattled off 12 wins in a row. What do you do with this guy?
Muscle Hill is probably one of the best trotters that I've seen in the last 20, 25 years, but it's just the way that Greg Peck, the trainer, has meticulously managed his career and kind of raced him like a thoroughbred, and he has admitted this horse is like a thoroughbred. He can come in fresh off the bench and perform at his optimum best. You know, Brian Sears kind of summed it all up yesterday at the press conference. This horse is just waiting for me to call on him. So I'm thinking he's sitting on maybe 2 seconds, two, maybe 3 seconds.
Do you think this is a horse that can break 150 on two turns?
Absolutely. But I just don't think that, given the competition yet this year, that, you know, he has to do it. But you never know. Explosive Matter, it has a lot of ability. He's drawn the inside. His elimination victory was outstanding. And he went down in a trailer accident. Did you hear about that, Norm?
I did not hear about that.
Well, it was the day before the Hamiltonian elimination. So last Friday, he was on his way back from a swimming exercise. This horse spends a lot of time in the pool on a small or a narrow farm-like road. And they got run off the road, or the trailer, the wheels fell into a ditch, and the trailer flipped over, and the horse was trapped in this steamy, hot trailer for like over an hour. And all they could do is just sit on his head. They couldn't tranquilize him. They couldn't do anything until they got him out. And, they got him out. They jogged him the next day. He seemed fine. And he comes out the next night and trots the mile of his life.
Amazing.
Look at that.
Amazing.
You know?
So a contender there. What about Symphonic Hanover? This one sold for $65 at Lexington. He doesn't owe the owners a thing. One is elimination.
This horse was very game. He attacked first over. He wore down Federal Flex, pulled away to a nice upset of 15-1. And Dave Miller feels very strong that this horse has more in the tank. When he pulled the earplugs, this horse just trotted right on, and Miller thinks we haven't seen his best yet. I just don't think he's up to the top two.
Ken Workington with us on Trot Radio going over the upcoming Hamiltonian. Cal Chips Brute, again, one of those who you never know, but, you know, really lesser shares.
Yeah, but you got John Campbell, Mr. Hamiltonian.
That's true.
Six Hamiltonians. This guy just basically kind of saved ground. He got shuffled a little, shook loose. He outgamed Judge Joe for the second in his elimination, and he passed a struggling Federal Flex. I think Smedshammer is just happy to get this horse in. And he's got another one in there as well, Rainsman Hanover. I like Rainsman Hanover better, but Brian Sears qualified all three colts that he drove. The two for Smedshammer and, of course, Muscle Hill. But Brian Sears said about Rainsman Hanover, he could have pushed him harder in the race. Sears is smart. He's not going to overuse a horse. He was racing to get this horse in the final. Smedshammer said this horse has overcome some recent sickness, and he's sitting on a better race.
Wow.
So there you go.
Well,
insight.
Yes. Well, that's why they race them before they cut the checks. Okay, Federal Flex and Judge Joe.
Okay, well, Federal Flex. He set the pace. He took the lead. He set the pace. He finished a disappointing fourth. Now, if you saw the race, just go on the internet and watch the elimination. He was fumbly gated. You know, he was discombobulated. Jody Jameson admitted he was not trotting smoothly. I talked to trainer Jeff Gillis after the race, and he said that the horse was maybe tying up, showing signs of tying up. They had to draw blood on him. They hadn't gotten the results back, but back to square one with this guy's. They were disappointed by the performance again, but the horse has been bright, he's been alert, he's jogged fine, and they expect him to bounce back. And you know, this is the type of horse, this is a great horse. This is not maybe a great horse, but he's close to it.
When I looked over the lines, I really thought if there was any horse that had a shot at upsetting Muscle Hill, it would be this guy.
Yeah, post nine is going to be a hindrance, though. I don't think he's got that real snap speed off the wings. It's the Hamiltonian. A lot of people are going to be leaving out of there. So, Jody's going to have to get lucky. Judge Joe, a lot bigger, a lot stronger, and a lot smarter. Post 10 is obviously a big hindrance for this horse.
You are a wealth of information, sir.
Too much. I got too much.
Oh, no, never too
and
much.
You know what it is? On NBC, you got to keep it down to a thimbleful.
Yeah, but...
And you're speaking to a different audience there, too.
So. All right, there are a lot of newbies, and I'm sure you'll
keep
do
it. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, you will do a great job of doing that. Stay on the line, Ken Workenden. When we come back, we're going to do a little bit of a drive-on. You up for it?
Absolutely.
All right, when we come back, stay with us.
What's the horse eat? Horse eats his fodder. He eats his fodder, certainly. But that's fine. And what does the horse's fodder eat?
He eats his fodder.
And what does the horse's mother eat?
She eats her fodder.
What are they, cannibals?
Certainly not. Every horse has to eat his fodder.
Oh, I see. He eats his fodder, and then his fodder eats his fodder, and then his mother eats her fodder, and the next thing you know, there won't be no fodders left for Father's Day.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. It's a little feature we like to do from time to time called Drive On. In this case, our guest is Ken Workenden of the Meadowlands. Ken, I'm going to ask you a bunch of rapid-fire questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. If you don't want to or can't, just say Drive On. I'll go to the next one.
Okay, you got it.
All right. Favorite hockey team?
Pass.
You used to be a Leaf fan, my man.
No, I grew up as a Montreal Canadiens fan.
Because the Leafs
were awful.
I saw you in a picture with a Leafs uniform.
I like the jersey. Yeah, the Leafs were an embarrassment when I grew up.
You must have lost a bet or something. Okay. baseball, Mets or Yankees?
Neither. I don't like baseball.
Most famous race other than the Hambo that you've ever called?
It might be a thoroughbred race. Maybe the Meadowlands Cup.
Cool. Most obscure place you've ever called a race on the way up to where you are now?
Oh, Sunderland Fair.
Funniest guy in the Big M backstroke.
George Anthony.
Okay.
The king.
Weirdest thing to happen in a race you were calling?
Oh, weirdest thing. The lights went out at Flamborough twice.
That's right.
During a race. There you go. And John Holmes was in the booth with me. What a fluke.
Wow.
Yeah.
To wrap it up here, if Ken Workenden could be anything other than the track announcer at the Big M, what would he be doing right now?
Prime Minister of Canada. How about that?
What a way to end it.
With
a bang. I love it.
Mayor of Toronto. I get rid of all the garbage.
There you go. Ken Workenden, what a pleasure having you on Trot Radio.
You are
welcome on this show anytime. Have a great hambo.
I will. Thank you.
And that'll do it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications. Bye-bye.